AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Israel says it's killed two of Iran's leading figures. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Israeli defense minister says that the Israeli military has killed top Iranian security official Ali Larijani in an overnight strike. Israel Katz made the announcement on Tuesday. The Israeli military also announced it had killed Gholam Reza Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guards Bajij militia, a key force used to suppress demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. The killings against AAA top Iran leaders after the February 28 strike that killed 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Cuba's energy situation is worsening.
Officials in Cuba are reporting an island-wide blackout in the country of some 11 million people as its energy and economic crisis deepens. Cuba says there's been a complete disconnection of the country's electrical system and says it is investigating. While Cuba blames a U.S. energy blockade for the crisis, Cuba's aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, leading to daily outages and an increase in island-wide blackouts. President Donald Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that would sell or provide oil to the island and has hinted at a friendly takeover of the island. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of flights were canceled or delayed one day after powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country and upended air travel in a cross-section of cities. More than 750 flights scheduled to fly into, out of, or within the U.S. have been called off as of early this morning. About 1,300 were delayed. More on APNews.com. This is AP News. AP's Ben Thomas reports a Utah woman who wrote a book on grief after her husband's death has been found guilty of murdering him.
We, the jury, unanimously find that the defendant, Corey Richens, is guilty.
Initially staring toward the bench, Richens appeared to gasp slightly and look to the floor as Judge Richard Mrazek read details of that verdict.
The homicide was committed for pecuniary gain, and the homicide was committed by means of the administration of any substance administered in a lethal amount, dosage, or quantity.
The jury accepting the prosecution's case that Richens poisoned her husband with fentanyl, slipping five times the lethal dose into a cocktail. They also found her guilty of fraudulently claiming insurance benefits. Curry self-published a children's book about grief after Eric Richens' death to help her sons and other children cope with the loss of a parent.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.